Where do we go from here? Some people look at the Michael Watkins case and see the criminalizing of homelessness. Others see a habitual sex offender. His own grandmother sees a failed system that can't seem to find an answer.
They're overloaded with people like him. They don't know what to do.
You can look at this in dollars and cents. Michael Watkins has cost Alameda County taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars. You can look at it through the lens of the people exposed to his shocking behavior. You can look at it as a human tragedy, a man in his 30s whose life began in chaos and clearly hasn't gotten any better. Michael Watkins' paper trail includes arrests, convictions, stay-away orders, jail time, probation orders, and more, and nobody can say where it ends. Few would argue that we want a world where open public masturbation is considered okay. Many would say someone like Michael Watkins needs a different approach. Jeff Chorney is an Alameda County Deputy Public Defender.
When we are looking at behavior that has been classified as a crime like this, I think that it would be more appropriate for society to treat that as a mental health problem.
In fact, Alameda County District Attorney Nancy O'Malley does see a sex offender who needs help.
When he's convicted, he should be ordered to be evaluated. And through that evaluation, it'll give us a better sense of what kind of treatment he should be ordered to participate in.
That's up to the courts, but
to my knowledge, he has not been evaluated by a sex offender treatment provider.
We reviewed the sentencing documents from Michael Watkins' recent trial. Only one box checked in the area labeled Education Treatment Registration, the one requiring him to register as a sex offender. On that same form, Watkins gives no phone number and a home address that turns out to be his grandmother's house where he's subject to a stay-away order. Mental illness clearly is a component in many criminal cases. San Francisco has been running a behavioral health court for nearly 20 years, trying to divert defendants into treatment.
I'm graduating from probation, you know?
The idea is to treat the underlying mental illness so people can move forward. The behavioral health court claims 3/4 of those who complete the program avoid arrest over the next 2 years. But another number stands out. The program only graduates a couple of dozen people a year. Plenty has been said and written about the new state law that lets cities like San Francisco become legal guardians of people with mental health and substance abuse problems. It's controversial, and it's also clearly not the answer for people like Michael Watkins.
People who are sleeping in their own excrement, people who are running out in the middle of the street screaming at cars.
State Senator Scott Wiener wrote the law. Across America, the argument is being made that arresting and locking people up is the wrong way to go. San Francisco's newly elected District Attorney Chesa Boudin comes from that camp, a former public defender who promises change.
Jails and prisons cannot be utilized as a solution to all of our problems. We must think differently. We will think differently.
But how does philosophy translate into action when it comes to a specific man and his behavior? It's not as if the system is unaware of Michael Watkins. The woman whose attorneys keep prosecuting him wonders if a roof over his head might help.
If a person is unhoused and they have issues, legal issues as well, would it change if we could get them housing and get them stabilized?
Nobody would disagree with this statement. Michael Watkins needs a lot of help. It's pretty clear he's not getting it from the systems that by now know him well. For Holly Kwan, Doug Sovereign, Keith Menconi, and our series executive producer Nick Palmer, Stan Bunger, KCBS.